It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, it looks like the cotton market's basically just frozen in time here. Maybe we're going to need to land in a dental chair because it looks like we're going to have to pull some teeth to get something to happen in this market. The trading range that's in place has been in place since the fall of 2014. It remains in force, and prices continue to flirt with a breakout on top side, only to fail every time we reach 67, 68 and a half cents. And then the support at the bottom downside, 63 cents to 64 cents, is offering a very solid foundation. 64 and a half cents even, but we've tested that all week long this week. But that 64 and a half cent level, you really has just been very firm in preventing any downside momentum. But this it's a very narrow 6 cent trading range, 62 cents up to 68 cents, and that's going to remain the story in the cotton market probably for 2, 3, even maybe 4 more months. I know that's a long time to stretch out there, but we're just not seeing any changes. The fundamental market news is basically unchanged over the past 6 weeks. Price activity has followed suit. Its market's just been totally absorbed and very content within this long-standing price channel. The price channel has a very slight upward bias, and that keeps suggesting to us that we'll be able to break above 69 cents, but it's time and time again it's met with failure. Possibly one time, too, or it could be that we see a lot of grower pressure, a lot of grower hedging anytime we get close to 68 cents. So that's between 68 cents and up. We've seen a lot of price hedging from the grower side of the market. And as much as that probably is preventing some upward potential, but we can't write it all off as a hedge. The one change that we do know that's on the horizon as that basically comes out of the U.S. market, U.S. shipments will reach USDA's annual estimate for 2014-15 next week. We will have shipped by this time next week 11 million bales of cotton. That's the USDA estimate for the year, and we'll still have another week and a half to go as far as data reporting goes, a week and a day. But, the only question that remains is the increase going to be up to 11.2 million, or is it going to be up to 11.3 million? I say a week and a half. We've got two more reporting weeks plus 1 day left in the season. But the market's already penciled in this change that exports are going to be higher than the USDA estimate, so that should not be a surprise. It will mark the third time in 3 consecutive months here at the tail end of the season that USDA's had to make significant changes to a consumption number. Now the top end of this price range, at that level, the U.S. cotton becomes uncompetitive, 67, 68 cents, and allows Indian exports to grow, while at the bottom end of the market, 64 cents, U.S. exports step up and we get good sales, and the Indian market gets shut out. Basically, the mills will say at that price level they would prefer the U.S. cotton because of its consistency as well as its reliability of delivery, its cleanliness relative to other world growths. So that's what we see there is every time that market dips below 65 cents, we get good export sales. But that's the story for this week, and I thank you so very much for your time, and have a great week.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.